Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hi, and welcome back to Happy Hour. Before we know it, it's going to be the Chinese 七夕 again. Some call it the Chinese Valentine's Day. Even if you don't know the full background story for this festival,I'm sure you know it's a love story. Since love is one of the fundamental and eternal themes of humanity, whether it's the prince and princess living happily ever after in the Disney version, or it's about ordinary people in our lives finding their soulmates, we have all heard our share of love stories. So let us begin today's episode with a story. In the ancient city of Babylon lived a dashing young man called Pyramus, and a lovely young girl called Thisbe. They grew up together in connected houses, so their families actually shared a wall. So naturally, they grew up and fell in love with each other. But their parents had a long-standing rivalry, and they forbade the young couple to be together. But that didn't stop them.Through a crack in one of the walls, they whispered their love for each other. And one day, they arranged to meet under a mulberry tree to state their love and plan their future.
他们相约在桑葚树下相见。
Thisbe arrives first, but he sees a lion with mouth bloody from a recent kill. So she runs away, leaving behind a piece of her clothes. When Pyramus arrives, he's horrified to see Thisbe's clothes torn by the lion and traces of blood everywhere. Believing that a wild beast has killed her, Pyramus kills himself with his own sword. His blood stains the white mulberry fruits, turning them dark. Thisbe later returns to find Pyramus' dead body under the shade of the mulberry tree. After a brief period of mourning, she stabs herself with the same sword.In the end, the gods listened to Thisbe's sadness and forever changed the color of the mulberry fruits into the stained color to honor their forbidden love.
天上的神看到了这段凄美的爱情故事，于是永远把桑葚变成了现在血染的颜色。
This story sounds familiar, right? This is one of the original tragic love stories in Ovid's Metamorphoses,which later inspired Shakespeare's masterpiece, Romeo and Juliet.
古罗马奥维德的《变形记》里提到的这对悲剧恋人 Pyramus 和 Thisbe 也在之后催生了莎士比亚的传世杰作《罗密欧与朱丽叶》。
Now when people think of forbidden love, tragic love stories, one of their go-to examples is Romeo and Juliet. But it's hardly the first.Forbidden love stories are commonplace in folklore and mythology. Take Cleopatra, the queen of Egypt, and the Roman general Mark Antony, who loved each other so much that they led their countries into war, or so the legend goes. Or Paolo and Francesca, the in-laws who fell in love and were forever trapped in Dante's Inferno.
不论是埃及艳后和 Mark Antony 的故事，还是但丁《神曲》里永困地狱的 Paolo 和 Francesca, 悲剧的爱情故事似乎总是随处可见。
And nowadays, forbidden love, ill-fated lovers, tragic love stories, they're still a staple in films and literature. They give audiences the chance to experience emotions to the extreme. If you think about 七夕, the story of 牛郎and 织女 also belongs to that group.Hundreds of years ago, when Shakespeare wrote about Romeo and Juliet, he created a phrase, star-crossed lovers. It literally means the stars are working against your love. It is used to describe couples that are just not meant to be together. Actually, a 2014 American romantic tragedy film about a star-crossed couple was called The Fault in Our Stars.
2014年一部催泪的爱情片
The Fault in Our Stars
中文译名就是星运里的错 中文里说有缘无分。
In English, you can also use the word ill-fated. So the fate is against this relationship. Or similarly, you have doomed. History and the fictional world are filled with these tragic love stories, forbidden lovers that often leave one or both of the characters lovelorn.
英文里对于因为各种原因爱而不可得这样的痛苦状态会用 lovelorn.
So let's take a look at a few love stories where a happy ending just never came. The first one is from a famous Chinese art house film. This couple might not be star-crossed, but their story definitely falls in the category of forbidden love. This is In a Mood for Love.
相信有很多人看过《花样年华》。
The story is set in 1962.
周慕云 moves into a Hong Kong apartment with his wife, who is often absent. He soon finds his schedule similar to that of his neighbor, Su Lijun, whose husband is also away frequently. They both come to the realization that their partners are having affairs with other people. So these two main characters, both betrayed by their partners,start to develop feelings for each other. The more their relationship deepens, the more obvious it is that they are feeling something more than just passion for each other. Yet neither of them is willing to compromise their loyalty and fidelity to their partners. So the whole movie is filled with constrained passion and a sense of melancholy.
相信看过这部电影的你一定能感觉到电影里那种深深的压抑和忧郁。
If Zhou Muyun and Su Lijun were not together because of their own principles, some lovers are not meant to be together because of more external reasons, like social stigma, like Anis and Jack in Brokeback Mountain. Under the sprawling Wyoming night sky, two cowboys, Anis and Jack, find themselves pulled towards each other. They know that the society the other side of Brokeback Mountain would never accept them. Both men are married, and gay relationships weren't exactly welcomed in 1960s America. But their feelings persist, long after that short summer they spent together. While watching tragedy unfold, you'll experience a deep sense of despair, that some lovers are just not meant to be together, and sometimes we'll spend the rest of our lifemourn the love we have lost. If the relationship between Anis and Jack in Brokeback Mountain is becoming more and more accepted by society, what about the relationship between humans and artificial creation? Here I'm not talking about the latest sci-fi stories like Westworld or Ex Machina with the flashy AI technology, but rather a 1990s film, Edward Scissorhands,
剪刀手爱德华。
In his beautiful fantasy romance, you see Edward, who is essentially an artificial being created by an inventor, fall hopelessly in love with an innocent young girl, Kim, who doesn't seem to mind all the sharp scissors he has for hands. But still, what kind of future could a romance between an artificial man with scissor hands and a real girl have? In the end, it was still a regretful story about a loveThat could never be, about the love of your life that you never had the chance to embrace. After these fictional stories, I would like to finish today's episode with a real-life story between Edward and Mala.
节目的最后和大家分享一个真实而又感伤的爱情故事。它发生在纳粹对犹太人的大屠杀期间。
The Holocaust doesn't seem like the proper setting for a love story. But Edward and Mala fell in love during their imprisonment at Auschwitz.
Edward 和 Mala 是在奥斯维辛集中营坠入爱河的。
With the help of a sympathetic guard, Edward and Mala walked out of Auschwitz together, in disguise. But their short-lived freedom ended when a Nazi border patrol arrested them as they tried to cross into Slovakia. Instead of being killed on sight, they were sent to the death camp. The guards held the couple in different cells on the same block. Edward would communicate with Mala by whistling a love song out of his window. During his imprisonment, he carved her image on the wall with the date they were arrested, July the 6th, 1944. On September 15th the same year, the Nazis decided to execute them separately. But the couple had other plans. She cut her wrists before her execution, and he kicked away the bench under his feet to hang himself. And they remained deeply in love till the day they died. I think the reason why people love tragic love stories, why we believe couples like Niu Lang and Zhi Nu would be granted a chance to meet once a year, is perhaps that we all have that little part of us that believes in love in the purest form. Or maybe it's just because the love that we never got the chance to have often tends to be the one that haunts us throughout our life. So as we're approaching Qixi, I just want to say that consider yourself extremely lucky if you have already got your happy ending and treasure the person that you've decided to spend your life with. Because many never got the chance. So what is your favorite tragic love story to share? Let us know in the comment section. I'll see you next time. Bye.